Combies MBI! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear those explosions? Did you hear them? It wasn't United States. It wasn't North Korea. Or maybe Iran. It was none of them. It was me. Did you hear them? By the way, hello everyone. This is me, Combies. It's been a while. And I'm here full of energy. Full of energy. Can you hear it? Can you hear it in my voice? Damn, I have a cold. I have allergy. I have lots of problems in my voice. I'm sorry, I have this, you know, husky, annoying voice. But by the way, I'm here because of you guys. Not just you, of course, for me too. Because I have this great, great, great privilege to talk to you one-on-one. And of course, know your experience, know your ideas, your attitude towards English learning. Because you know that, guys, I have a knack for language learning. I love language learning, especially English. I love this forum, and I will do everything I have for you and for myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, the second interview with one of the greatest members of Zabanshinas, F. Dusty. I'm perfectly sure that you know her, because she's been here from the beginning of this forum, if I'm not mistaken. And I give her lots of respect because of a couple of reasons. Number one, she's well-read. Number two, she's knowledgeable. Number three, and one of the most important ones, she's self-built and hardworking. You know why I like this trait the most? Because if you want to learn English, you have to do a lot of hardworking. You have to be self-built to acquire this great, great, great ability. So, if you need a role model, here you go, ladies and gentlemen, F. Dusty. Try to learn as much as possible from her. All right, this is you and Miss Fatima. Enjoy the interview.
Hello, Miss Fatima. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. And how about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, actually. I've done some tasks. Now I'm totally fine. It's great that... I can hear that you're good too. So, are you ready for the interview?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So, all right. So, we have plenty of questions. I think 25. So, Yeah. At least you have to set aside 1 hour, I think. Like Beno. But this one is going to be a little bit different. But it still is a good one. So, let's start with the question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the first one. Everything. All right. The first one, okay, as always, talk about yourself, introduce yourself, please.
As you know before, my name is Fatime, and my user is FDusty from Zabanshinas. And I'm 27 years old. I'm a laboratorian and work in a private laboratory in Ahvaz.
Okay, great. That's awesome. I think that you talked enough about yourself. And we all know you because you're one of the oldest members of Zabanshinas. So you've been there from the beginning, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Great. So let's jump to the English questions. So tell us about your English learning background. So have you ever gone to English classes? And how exactly did you start English learning?
I think most of the members in Zabanshinas have experience in the English classes. And like me, most experience from me in the English class was not so good because we thinking different about this class. I went to English class for 2 terms and I see lots of different things that make difficult learning for a member. And after that, because I don't have time, I stopped it.
At that time I thought that
English class can be useful for members, and we can learn lots of things in this class. But because of having enough time, I stopped it.
That's one of the things that is very common between the students. I think a lot of people, they go and they don't have enough time and they quit suddenly, or sometimes they don't see it as effective as it must be, so they usually quit because of that. So this question comes to mind: what is your general opinion about classes?
Class can be useful. For me, because of time, that is very important for me. English class can't be useful. Because it's a need time for learning. You must pay attention to going to the class and have focus on this class in a special time, and something like this. And English class can be useful because it's the place that other members try to learn English, and you are in the place that other person is in cooperation with you, and they can help you to learn fast. There is something that make the class something bullshit, especially our city. I don't prefer go to English class because self-study, I think that self-study is more effective than class.
So you prefer independent learning, is that right? So one question about the classes again. So what is needed to be added to English classes to have the most benefits in them? Because if we talk about traditional classes, so we all know what is happening there. So yeah, of course, the method is not good. Yeah, you talk about, you know, cooperation. Of course, we cooperate with each other. We share some ideas. That's motivating. But the method in the class is not that effective. So what do you think that it must be added to classes to make it a better situation, a better environment?
I think the passionate for learning is empty in English class. The teacher try to start something. Hey guys, how are you today? Today, please open your book and start speaking about the special thing that is not public, and he or she try to finish her or his duty, and don't pay attention to passionate in the member.
Yeah.
And I think it's empty in English classes.
Yeah.
They must pay attention to passionate and make courageous in the member. I think it's most important than other.
So the passion is lacking there, right? So they just come and read books. I think a lot of classes are like that. You go there, you pay for someone to come and read the textbook for you. That's what I can understand about the things that she said. And I think if they want to make it passionate, I think they have to respect the people's interest. So, for example, if you like movies, so they must create movie lessons. If I like books, so they must create this passion, I think. So yeah, you mentioned a very good point. Yeah, awesome. So you can start some English class with this. That's a good idea. All right. So do you have any specific level of English that you want to reach?
At first, yes. If I be honest with you, yes. At first, I think that when I start with Zaban Shenas, I think after see, oh, okay, I after 6 months, I can speak English very well.
Oh, yeah.
And I consider a deadline for my learning.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I found that for learning, not just English,
mm-hmm.
for any learning, learning any skill, there is no end.
Mm-hmm.
And you can improve fast.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no end for learning,
yes.
especially in learning English.
Yeah.
You always, every day, day by day, and step by step, you can learn more and more.
Yeah.
And there is no level for getting fluency mm-hmm. in English.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end for this.
Yeah.
Especially for our language, for
mm-hmm.
Farsi,
mm-hmm.
there is no end.
Yes.
And learn is my native language.
Mm-hmm.
And you
yeah.
can learn more,
mm-hmm.
And there's no end for learning.
Exactly, that's right. That's exactly right. So, so you're mentioning that we must not have a certain level that we want to achieve. You know, for example, because a lot of people, they come and ask these kind of questions in the forum, and you saw it yourself too. So they come and say, okay, after 9 months, can I speak, you know, like native or something, or I want to have a perfect pronunciation. Can I do it in one year or something? So you're saying that we must not have a specific, it's better to call, you know, not so specific level, because we improve
yeah.
Constantly. But we have to know that, okay, so I reached to intermediate, it's totally fine. Still, I need to go forward. It's not like, you know, I reached to advanced and I must stop, everything is okay. And
mm-hmm.
I, yeah, that's great.
It just happened in English class. So you can see the members that separate by this step.
Yeah.
Advanced, intermediate, and elementary. I don't know the exact.
Yes, exactly.
It just happened in English class.
Yeah.
But in real English, it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end to learning.
Yeah, so we can mention to people who are listening to this, stop setting level for yourself. So just try to learn and improve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
good,
exactly.
One. Yeah. So have you ever talked to a foreigner?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have experienced a very, very good experience
mm-hmm.
Because I have a fear from facing with this condition.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to speak with a foreigner
mm-hmm.
and speak in English is very terrible for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I create a challenge for myself
mm-hmm.
and I started English with a guy. He was from Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah.
But he speak very, very well in English, and he know several languages, and he was very passionate for learning language.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very good experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the members, especially in Zaban Shenas from, make a decision to speak by speak to a foreigner just for one time.
Mm-hmm.
It have very, very good results for them.
Yes, that's right. That's because speaking with foreigner is very good, because not just because of the challenge. Of course, the challenge you mentioned, this is a challenge. Of course, a lot of people, they can't face because they're afraid, and maybe they just limit themselves just by saying, okay, I want to just record the voice and put it in the forums of chance. And a lot of people, they won't do that even. So, but when you go and just you tell yourself, okay, I want to challenge myself, because beyond a challenge is improvement. So when you challenge yourself and you talk, you'll see that nothing is wrong. You know, you're there, you can improve
yeah.
a lot. And you talk to that person and you have this memory
yeah.
from that time. It's so, so energetic and, of course,
yeah.
it's so motivating, right?
Yeah.
So you talk to that person and you learn a lot about those people,
yeah.
right? So,
exactly. yeah. After that, I found that by learning simple English and knowing a little word in English, you can start a conversation. For starting a conversation with a foreign, you don't need to know lots of words and vocabulary. And it is not necessary by knowing a little low information about English, you can start the conversation.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy it.
That's right. That's right. That's the meaning of fluency, because I don't think we have some specific word for fluency in Persian. That's why a lot of people, they misunderstand it with mastery. So they seek for mastery and they think that, okay, after 6 months, I'm gonna learn the English language fully so I can understand all the movies, all the information that I receive. So as a result of that, they will get super demotivated. So you're mentioning this because fluency is about just being able to speak even with simple English, basic and fundamental of English, just you can speak and represent the things that you want to say. And this is important because when you're talking, for example, you talk to a person from Saudi Arabia, and that guy, I'm perfectly sure that the guy wasn't a master in all those languages, but still he could speak and he could know you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the beauty of the language, because it is all about connection. It is all about relationships. So we come together and we use the language to know each other better. So that's great.
It's just like freedom from a cage. You know, when you don't try to learn any language, you stay in a cage in just your country.
Yes.
But when you started to a conversation, to a starting conversation with other people from other place of the world, you have to feel like a bird that's free in a cage.
Exactly.
Very good. I have a very great experience about that.
Especially, you know, one of the reasons is that, so when you just watch Iranian television, Iranian, you read Iranian newspapers, Iranian websites, so you're limited to those things. So your information is only Iranian. So when you know English, you can go and learn about the world. You can read a lot of things from the world. You can converse with people around the world. So your mind, your mind will become free. So you can see a better vision of the world and around you. So yes.
Exactly.
And I have experienced it myself. Before English, I was just a guy. But right now, I'm a guy with English with a better vision. So I think, English is very good. So let's talk about, again, yourself. And tell us about your daily English routine, English learning routine.
Before I was more passionate for learning English, but in this time, I became a little lazy, but it's my routine learning English. That I studied power English, and I unfortunately can't finish it until now. After I think it's 1 year take time. At first I started learning very very good. I can saw my improvement after 2 months.
Yeah.
And it's very great for me. But after that, I focused more in power English. I try to listen to this lesson. I try to learn by focusing. But after that, I try to learn more from video and movie. I stop it again.
Yeah.
And now I'm focused on recovering.
Okay, great, great. And a question comes to mind. You know, imagine that, okay, this is your day of English learning. So today is the day that you want to learn English. So in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night, what do you do with English learning? So, for example, if I want to talk about myself, I start my day, you know, checking Leitner. And after that, I listen to English, for instance. I listen to English, maybe some movies or maybe YouTube videos or whatever. And after that, I do my job and then I come back and read books. So, do you have any routine like this?
Not completely, but you know, I at first, you know, I'm going to work in the morning, and after that, when I come back to home, I starting my work, other work. I speak English. At the night, I read some lesson from Power English, and I have a conversation with you. And that's it. But I have I planning for a new thing in next week. I'm trying to learn more vocabulary, because when I have conversations, especially with you, I know that I must learning. I must learn more vocabulary.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. So okay. Next question. What do you like the most about English learning?
The kind of method?
Yeah, anything, you know. Okay, so before English learning, maybe you had some other attitude. So you started learning English, so you had different methods, different ways of learning, or different abilities in English, and some other things. What do you like the most about language learning? Or English learning,
I should
say.
Yeah. I think because as I said before, my goal in learning English is to speak fluently as other member. But you know, I have in these days I'm focusing on a conversation. And it is more important for me to learn a conversation. For having great conversation, you need to know a great pronunciation of the word. And I'm and this is also need more listening to English to be to have to get some information about the pronunciation of the word. And for me, listening and speaking is great in comparison to other.
All right. Okay, good. So listening and speaking is the most is the thing that you love about language learning, English learning.
Yeah.
So what do you hate in English learning?
Hate?
Yes. So for example, you wanna for me I hate writing in English. So if you tell me write something in English, I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, yeah. So, exactly like me.
All right.
I hate writing. It's not passionate me. For example, you know, I had you know, we had a bad memory in our school because when we have a wrong in the writing, we get the grade get lost, and it's a bad memory for all of us.
Yeah,
and I hate writing because when I started writing, I think that is wrong, and after that, what happened after that, I don't know. Because of that bad memory, I don't like it.
And the thing about writing for me is that I can speak with a good grammar usually, but when I want to write, I think that I don't know anything about English. Sometimes I feel like, what is wrong with me exactly? So I write. I like the process of writing. Okay, so if I want to write, for example, article, I like to do it. In Persian, in English, it's okay with me. Or if I want to chat with someone, it's okay. But the problem is that, you know, I'm writing something, suddenly I feel stuck. I can't do anything. I feel trapped and My mind suddenly get stuck and I can't write anything. So, but about speaking, no. So I'm talking to you right now. I can't find a word. I explain it, but I can't do it in writing. So that's why I hate it a lot. So yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what is your favorite way of learning English? You know, for example, we have different ways. You know, for example, if I ask this from Farzad, he will say, "I love to read books." So what is yours?
I think listening to podcasts
Is your
listening
favorite.
Podcast,
yeah. What kind of podcast do you
especially
listen to?
Reading a book is a very favorite for me. And yeah.
And what kind of podcast do you usually listen to?
I prefer the podcast that get some information to me and transfer some information to me. It's not like just listening to a story and after that, for example, what's happening in the story. I don't prefer this kind of podcast. I prefer that podcast
teaches you
that
something,
self-help, yes, and teaches me and learn something and transfer some information to me. I prefer.
Okay, great.
Because by this method, I can learn English and I can increase my information about other stuff.
Okay, great, great. So let's jump to how to learn languages phase. So in this case, I want you to explain as much as possible in detail. So I'm going to ask several questions. These are, you know, some general questions, but just give as much as you have information about these questions, okay?
Okay.
Try to be specific because a lot of guys will listen to this and they need your help. So the first one, how do you usually learn vocabulary?
You know, I'm a postgraduate student. And for a lot of exam, I have forced for learning vocabulary. I started, for example, I know lots of vocabulary in my mind because of school, and after that because of college and exam. I don't know the exact roots and reference from this vocabulary. You know, studied medicine in the college and I know lots of vocabulary in my books and reference that we studied in college and after that for any exam I must ready for those exams and I started learning vocabulary from different sources, from different textbooks. And I know I don't know the exact root for this vocabulary, but I know that I have lots of vocabulary in my mind that unfortunately that are inactive. And when I started conversation, I can't use those words. And it's terrible for me because I know lots of vocabulary, but I and use of them.
Okay, so question comes to mind. So you know that you have plenty of passive vocabulary, inactive vocabulary that you can use, right? So how did you learn them? Just by flashcards, memorization?
Yeah. By flashcards and by repetitive in my book.
So by repetition in your book?
By repetition in my book. I learned. But so, most of them I learned with flashcards later.
So, right now you're speaking pretty much well. So, how did you learn these vocabulary that you're using right now? Active vocabulary. Because
You know,
activating, you know, activating vocabulary is one of the questions that a lot of members have, right?
You know, conversation is the most important way for getting active word in your mind. Conversation is very important. This kind of conversation can be with other people like me that I have conversation with you and it can happen just in your mind. For example, I when I do something I think just by English in my mind. For example, picking something, picking something up, or for example, I don't know what happened in my mind, but I remember when I started learning English and focusing on conversation, I think just by in English.
Yeah.
It's not completely all the day. It takes time, but it's richer to your passionate for learning English. For example, if you want to speak English very well, in your mind happened and changed something that you just focusing in learning English and speaking in your mind by English. It can, it's very important. It's very, very important because it can help you to active vocabulary in your mind.
So that your favorite way, and of course the way that you're mentioning, this suggestion of yours, is use it or lose it, right? So you use the words, you used it in the past, and right now you can speak about it. So everyone who is listening to this podcast, one of the ways that you can improve your vocabulary is to use it, like Miss Fatima. So thank you so much because of this. So, all right, the next question comes to mind. How do you improve your abilities in English? Speaking, listening, reading, and writing. How do you improve them?
For speaking, the better way is conversation, as I said before. For learning vocabulary, you must read book a lot by focusing and wrote something, some vocabulary in your notebook or something like this. Use it in lightener, flashcard, or other things. Don't let lose that vocabulary. Try to use it in a frequency. And yeah, for writing, I don't have any idea because I hate it. But after, but I have planning for them because it's a very great skill that members must know. And it's very important, very, very important for us to write something true.
Yeah, that's right. And writing, by saying these things, of course, not me, not you, exactly, we don't hate it deeply because we know that we need writing, and writing is a good process. But it takes time to learn it, I think.
Yeah, it's the last one.
Yeah.
I think I prefer to do something that I'm passionate for learning. And try to learning writing in the last step. By learning it, it's very important for us. You know, for doing something. For example, you if you should to learn write, for example, letter. You must know information about writing. It's very, very important.
Yes, definitely.
But for me, it's the last step. Writing is last step for learning English. Last skill that I prefer to know that.
Great, great, definitely great. So, next question comes to mind is that if you lose your motivation, because this is one of the common questions that usually people have. So, if you lose your motivation, how do you get it back?
I think the place like Zabanshunaskolon is very, very important place to get energy to member. You know, being a member of a place that give you information about learning is very important. For me, Zabanshunas is very, very important.
All right.
And when I I'm tired for learning, I read or listen to something that other member put them in the front, and I became passionate for learning again. I see their improvement, and it get me aware and make me passionate for learning more.
So you're saying that environment is very important. So if you lose your motivation, you find an environment to go and get it back. So you come and listen to, for instance, we mentioned Zavashanasa forum. So people share something, you come and listen and you say, what am I doing exactly? So I feel demotivated, but look at these guys, they're working very hard, so I have to do it too. So the environment is very important. Excellent. And a funny question that a lot of members usually ask, especially the beginner one. So they say, how can you guys repeat a lesson for a whole week? Do you even do that?
Yes, it's very important because it's my question. At the first time that I started learning English, I know it may be difficult for some members, but if you know in the finished of the week, you know lots of information about a lesson, you get more energy to do it. For example, when you're starting learning some lesson, for example, cover English, at first you don't know anything about this lesson. At first, you try to know the whole meaning of the lesson, and tomorrow you decided to be focused deeply in this lesson. After that, day after tomorrow, you try to repeat some information about this lesson. After that, you can increase the ability of learning pronunciation of this lesson.
Yeah.
After that, you know, having
distinction, right?
Yeah. Having plan for learning is very important.
Yes. So, in order to repeat the lesson properly, and you must find distinction, so you create plans for that. So you say, okay, today I work on my pronunciation. I am repeating it. Every repetition is the same, but you find another way to repeat that lesson. So for one day you work on actually pronunciation, the next day you work on vocabulary.
You know, you are starting to surface and you increase deeply from learning on listen. You started this group phase, and after 1 week you can reach to deep
depth of the, that was a good actually metaphor that you use. So you use you start from surface and you dive in, you go deeper and deeper each time. That's great.
Great.
That was a good one. So, and the last one, please explain it in detail. How do you usually overcome English learning plateaus? So, for instance, so you reach the intermediate level, of course, you feel like you're fluent, but sometimes you feel like you hit a plateau. How do you exactly overcome that?
You know, plateau is terrible. In learning process. It happened for every member. There is some days that you don't see your progress, don't see your improvement, and you may become tired and give up. It's a bad thing. I know that lots of members give up in this step because they don't see any improvement from their step.
Exactly.
In this time, I prefer in this time, I have plateau, and in this time, the member should try to learn some information from other sources. For example, your planning is learning by English, cover English course, stop it for a while, and after that, you start learning from movie or other podcasts, but by high level. The level must be higher than
to challenge you, right? So
exactly.
So you're talking about challenge diversification.
Challenge yourself to learn more. If you know that, okay, I'm great in English, I know cover English very well, okay, I'm good. It's not true.
Yeah.
Please try to be
challenged, right?
Challenge yourself, yes, and try other source for learning.
So constant challenging leads to constant improvement, right? So if you feel like that you're not improving, so you must ask yourself. You step back, you take a step back, and you ask yourself, so maybe I'm doing something wrong. So maybe I have to find a way to challenge myself. So in this case, you mentioned a good point. You talk about diversification. So you diversify your actually contents that you're using. You say, okay, so I've been using Power English. I feel very good. So I have to change it because AJ is not so challenging anymore. Yeah. So you go and listen to the podcast. Great. Great exactly. One. Great.
You know, Plato show you that you are fluent in that course that you learn.
Yeah.
It's time. Okay, guys, it's time to learn more.
Yeah.
Please start anything.
Yeah. Great.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Sign. Remember, if you have Plato time, it shows that you must start a new step.
Yes, definitely. That's right. That's right. So let's go to next phase, which is about members. Are you tired?
No, no.
Oh, great. Okay, awesome. So these are, I think, you know, I want to name some members. So I tell you the username. Just describe these people. And if you can just describe them in just one or two words or sentence, or talk as much as you want, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So I name one and you speak. I don't speak at all. All right?
Okay. Okay. So,
the first one, H. Nasiri.
H. Nasiri is.
Yeah. Hossein Nasiri.
Great boss.
Yeah.
Great boss.
Okay. The great boss. Okay.
Yeah.
The great boss. And Gol Mirzai.
The great partner.
Yeah, great partner. Okay, the next one.
Nasiri.
Yeah, yeah.
Great partner for H. Nasiri.
Okay, excellent. So, Nassim _ Yas.
A great friend.
A great friend.
Kindness member in the front.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So the next one, and this person actually has changed her username. I don't think that you know her new username. M _ M97 96. Do you know this person?
Yeah, what is that?
Yes, of course. So what do you think about it?
The favorite one, the favorite person in the prom.
Yeah,
that I miss her. Mm-hmm. And
we all miss her.
I asked to come back again.
Yeah, and if you're hearing this, maybe you're hearing this, Miss Mojde, so you can see that everyone missed you. So come back. I think it's enough. Yeah, so come back. So next one, Farzad _ Pudine.
Farzad, knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm, knowledgeable. Okay, good one. So, Afar Khani.
Oh. describe this person a little hard, but she is very kindness.
She's very kind, Yeah.
It's a good describe for this person.
Yes, of course. She's definitely kind.
More energetic member in Taiwan.
Yes, yes, of course. So the next one, Esmolla Kuchakian, Miss Samane.
Samane.
You have no idea.
Exactly. I can't remember the exact word for describe this person.
Mm-hmm.
I like this person.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I in these days, I don't have any active, I don't have any
encounter with these guys, right?
I can't describe this person.
Okay, exactly. Fine. All right. So, all right. Okay, next one, Ala.
A great mother that I see until now.
Yeah, a respectful one, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Athene, 1967. Miss Atusa.
A person who is very, very hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. And the next one, of course, we have 10 to go. Be aware. So, Zahra.Sheikhi76, if you have any idea about her.
No, unfortunately, I don't have any idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think you have some idea about this one. MA teacher 95.
The energetic person.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
I like her. I like his voice.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to his voice, I get energy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, when he starts the podcast, he usually say, "Hey, what's up, guys? Hey." Yeah, energetic. So I think one day, if you're listening, Mr. Milad, so you know that you will one day must come and interview. Let me interview you. So be aware of that. So next one, Ali Asiai 304.
Ali Asiai. I think this guy is very passionate for learning and knows lots of information about, especially in English.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great future in learning English.
Yes, excellent. So the next one, the Mr. Photographer, Hussein _ Mahmoudi.
The creative person.
Yes, excellent.
Especially in photography.
Yes, of course. He's great. He's great. So, and the next one, Mahadisa.
Mahadisa is like Atina. Atusa. Mm-hmm. He's hardworking too.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to learn more. Every time that I see this person, mm-hmm. I see that she has lots of trying and hardworking for learning more, and
yes, definitely, that's right. And the next one, Mariam _ 9990. So we know
she's a very passionate person.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is your friend, Sarah 999.
Oh, Sarah! Yeah. Sarah is great. Yeah, great member.
Yes, of course.
And I like it. You know, I get very, very energy and from this person, and I love Sarah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I had this actually a privilege to, you know, teach her a little bit of English, not much, but you know, I have to say thank you so much, Miss Sarah, because you're a very good girl in many, many cases that I can't say exactly. But she has helped me a lot. So I have to say thank you here. So thank you so much. So Kimia Karbasi.
Kimia. Kimia is the person like Ali Asiai that have a great, that has great, great future in English.
Yeah, plus she's very polite. Of course, if you want to compare that, so Kimia Karbasi is very polite. So the next one, User 1000.
User 1000, a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
A person who give passionate and energy to me to starting conversation because I saw his improvement.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. From user 100.
Yeah, 1000. Yes, and I must ask him why he chose this one, user 1000. I have to ask him.
My question.
Yeah. So I just missed him. So we have another interview next time. Ben, I'll be aware. So next one, MHT0017.
Mr. Muhammad, I think.
I don't know his name exactly. I asked him several times. He said it once, but I forgot it.
I think his name is Muhammad. I don't know exactly, but I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I know. I know. he's passionate for learning from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
Learning English from other sources. I can see his topic and his roots and reference to other members, other.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It happens. These things happens a lot. I usually when I wanna record something, these things happen a lot. So yeah. All right. The next one and the last one is Mahdi Ghaffar.
Yeah, I know that person. He's not so active in prom. I don't know. I don't have any idea about this person, but I know that he is very like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very good guy actually. Because one reason, because he usually comes and encourages everyone. You know, when you create topic, he's there to thank you. So I think if I want to call him something, I think. You know, he's a very kind guy because right now I have this privilege to be his partner too. Right now we are speaking sometimes. So he's very, very honest and very good guy. So I think we can say this to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next one is members question. And we have two different phases, members question and the last one. So let's go. Okay. One person asked, why are you learning English? Do you have any specific goal? Do you want to take IELTS or TOEFL exam? Or you're you're learning it for the sake of English, just travel or fun, whatever?
Yeah. You know, learning for test is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Learning for test is finish as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good goal for learning. I'm sorry because of the sound around me. Learning for tests is not good. Mm-hmm. It can be, tired you.
Mm-hmm.
And I, my goal is speaking very well in international congress in my major.
Great. That's awesome. All right. So that's a very specific goal. And I think members must know about the specific goals because just I want to speak is not enough. So you want to reach to a level, certain level, that you can speak in a conference or something. You just go there and talk about your major. So you need a very high advanced level and you're working on it pretty much well. Congratulations to you. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So next question comes to mind. How long did it take to reach to this level of competency?
Time. Speaking about time, in these days, right now, is not so specific. Mm-hmm. I don't pay attention to time for learning English.
Mm-hmm.
I know I must have improvement more and more and more. And compared to the past, but I don't have any idea about time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that that is very important for me is learning to have improvement step by step.
All right, so
without taking time.
Mm-hmm. So exactly, if you wanna separate your English learning from the past, you know, okay, so we went to schools and different places to learn English. Of course, we don't want to talk about those things. When did you start English, learning English very seriously? You said, okay, from today, I want to learn English with Power English, for example. So when did you start exactly?
Power English?
Mm-hmm.
In
general, you know, when did you exactly say, okay, I want to learn English from that time? Imagine 1 year ago. So you started learning English 1 year ago and you became so serious to continue it.
You know, I started 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Having deadline for learning anything, not just English, is very important. Having deadline, you know, after 1 year, I have this improvement and progress in like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. I started 1 year ago,
mm-hmm.
And I continue it, I don't know, for for time. I don't know the time, mm-hmm. but I know that my goal is speaking very well mm-hmm. in a place like a Congress.
Okay. Yeah.
It takes time. I know it takes time, mm-hmm. but I have planning for this time.
Okay.
No, I don't care that. Yes, I don't care that. For example, after 1 year. After 1 or 2 years, I can reach to my goals.
Mm-hmm.
I know this process takes time, but I separate this by a little step, and I try to do this step
okay.
for reaching my goals.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. So, a person asked that, tell us about how you set goals and make plans for English learning.
Day by day or totally?
Both. So if you can say both, say both.
Yeah. You know, I am planning to finish my Power English course.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I start Real English
mm-hmm.
From in 6 months ago, 6 months later,
mm-hmm.
I improve my ability in a conversation
mm-hmm.
and after that I starting to working in my pronunciation exact pronunciation
mm-hmm.
and continue this process
okay
by other source and reference
mm-hmm. all right so yeah these are your goals right
mm-hmm.
okay great yeah. great so all right next question comes to mind it is from someone and that person asked this. What was the result of the test that you and Miss Nasim and Miss Mojde discussed in the forum?
Oh my God.
I have no idea about this. I don't know. I like to know it. So what's that?
You know, I'm working laboratory, you know.
All right.
I'm laboratory. But I remember that... Miss Nasim have an exam in laboratory,
mm-hmm.
and she decided to send me the exam to explain something for that person.
Yeah.
But she sent her message to from
okay.
wrongly.
Yeah.
you know. other members saw that message, and me and Moshe decided to have funny by.
Okay, yeah. So that was a mistake, right?
Yes, that was a completely mistake, yeah. and it was very funny. It was yeah. very funny.
Okay, so yeah, that's so funny. All right, next one. This is my question, so I am asking, so there is no need to hide it. Let's imagine that you have a time machine and you go 1 year ago. This is exactly the thing that I asked from Ben up to. So you can go, for example, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. So how would you learn English this time? So imagine that, okay, you go 1 year ago, you have plenty of mistakes, you have plenty of mistakes, that you would not do it again. Talk about that.
For learn, you know, I stopped learning for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
If I back again, mm-hmm. I never let
okay.
to miss time.
Uh-huh. So you take care of the time.
Yeah.
So your approach is totally fine, you know. You will continue with this approach if you go back.
Yeah. My approach and attitude is right now by is very good mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I changed using that time, I don't let you waste that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's great. So enough with the members' question. That was it. And last part. It's about Zawashanas, and let's talk about Zawashanas, and we are finished. So the first one. What do you think about Zabanshanas application?
Zabanshanas application is very, very, very great application that
mm-hmm.
I see in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's make the learning English very, very simple, mm-hmm. and help other members, help to people learn by enjoying,
mm-hmm.
not by force, mm-hmm. not by exam, not by mm-hmm. test.
Yeah, that's not great.
A terrible thing that we have in our memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. It create a simple way to mm-hmm. learning and yeah. enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. That's right. So next one, what do you like to add or remove from Zabanshanas?
Remove? No, nothing. Everything is good, mm-hmm. and we have good place in Zabanshanas. As you know, we can add something new source references to Zabanshanas,
mm-hmm.
and I think right now the attitude and way for progressing in Zabanshanas is okay,
uh-huh.
but in future they can add something more to this application,
mm-hmm.
For learning more.
Yeah, that's right.
From other stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think this is one thing that a lot of members they ask for. So they ask for more content, and of course, right now they're working on it. I think. And I think in the future it will make a lot of members satisfied. Of course, we have plenty of other things to be added. For instance, some people, they asked for example, about reading the lesson without the voice. So that's mm-hmm. a good one that I like to have it, especially in ZBook. And some other things that can be added. So yeah, but the thing that a lot of members, for example, you said that, Benam said that, and it is that they add more content, because the content must be a little bit more advanced, especially for the members with higher level of competency. All right.
Yeah.
And last question about Zabanshanas. How many vocabulary do you have in Zabanshanas' vocabulary statistic?
Right now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because unfortunately, I can't review my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 2,000.
2,000.
I think.
All right.
Two or three. I don't know.
Okay, so exactly. after this interview, after I just created the topic, you share your screenshot with people, all right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's great. Okay. All right. So, any last word?
Speaking about anything,
yeah.
I don't have any idea, but I hope that members from Zabanshanas have get more information from learning process,
mm-hmm.
and have big improvement in their life,
yes,
especially
definitely.
In learning English process.
That's great. Yeah, I wish it too. So I hope that they become more successful. And they try much more harder, because they can see the progress of yours, Benam's, and lots of other members in the future that we are going to interview with them. So that's great of you. Thank you so much. You set aside some time to let me come and speak with you. Thank you so much because of your time and your allowance.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
And... I wish a great time for you and other members in Zabanshanas.
Thank you so much, and see you in the forum. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great time, and bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of this podcast. Thank you so much that you listened to this podcast. Thank you, Zabanshanas, that gave us this opportunity to come and gather together and speak with each other. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Miss Fatima. You devote your time for us to interview you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And until next time, bye.